Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
All who enter Fenway Park remember that first time. Fans like Mike Barnicle.
In my mind's eye, I still have the image of walking up the ramp right beneath Section 16 along the right field line when I was about 7 or 8 years of age and being dazzled by the green before me, the lawn, the wall, the sunshine, the brilliance of it all.
And players like former Sox pitcher Jim Lonborg.
To walk down into Kenmore Square and then take a left there on Brookline Avenue and to see nothing that looked like a ballpark in the area. It was kind of puzzling.
100 years of momentous wins, devastating losses, political speeches, movie shoots,
go the distance,
and rock concerts. They've all taken place within the brick walls of Fenway Park. Dick Johnson is curator of the Sports Museum in Boston and has penned the book Field of Our Fathers, an illustrated history of Fenway Park. He says the 7 months between the groundbreaking and park opening back in 1912 was a time frame almost unheard of in this day and age.
The architecture of the park, the brick, the facade of the building, of the ballpark, it was really meant to look like the surrounding apartment buildings in the Fenway area.
Johnson says the inside of the park looked a bit different 100 years ago, but the field from 1912 to today hasn't changed.
The playing field that you see, you can squint a little bit and imagine Tris Speaker coming in and making an unassisted double play from center field. Can you imagine?
The list of memorable games played at Fenway is long and storied. Chief among them, says Johnson, the Red Sox 1967 pennant win.
The Red Sox win it!
The 67 club was the long shot of long shots.
Jim Lonborg, a member of the 67 Dream Team.
I sometimes liken it to the spark that started the fire.
More on the heydays and lean times at Fenway Park coming up in my next report. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
Lonborg has done it again.